time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, NPP vice presidential candidate in 2012 elections, Dr. Mamu Bawumia, said to be recovering after accident. Ghanaians encouraged to declare war on substandard drugs. Government assures teachers of efforts to address their concerns. Second phase cervical cancer vaccination for young girls begins today. Advocates charge government to enact law on aging, and two prisoners make daring escape in Canada. First, the summary by Doreen Ampofu.
The 2012 vice presidential candidate of the NPP, Dr. Mamudu Bawumia, who was involved in an accident yesterday, is said to be doing well. The chief executive officer of the Kama Group of Companies, Dr. Michael Ijikum Adu, has advocated the use of locally manufactured drugs rather than substandard ones. Speaking on DTV's current affairs program Talking Point, Dr. Ijikum Adu decried the importation of fake drugs and asked Ghanaians to desist from patronizing such drugs. Government has assured teachers of efforts to address their grievances. This follows government's meeting with leaders of NAT, TEU, and the Association of University Administrators. The meeting agreed that NAT will engage further consultations with partners and get back to government while working to ensure that preparation for this year's exams is carried out. And there was drama at a prison in Canada when two inmates made a daring escape from the prison. The two inmates climbed up a rope into a hovering helicopter, triggering a massive manhunt. One of the prisoners has been arrested with two others.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. The 2012 vice presidential candidate of the NPP, Dr. Mamu Bawumia, is said to be doing well following an accident on the Bole Bamboi Road yesterday, according to one of the specialists who first attended to Dr. Bawumia in Accra, Professor Frimpong Boateng. His condition is good. A statement from the communications directorate of the party said he is being observed in hospital and it is hoped that he will be discharged later today. Dr. Bawumia, who was traveling with his press aide, Kwabena Buedu, his bodyguard, Tanku, and driver, Emmanuel, left Bole in the northern region at 1:45 yesterday afternoon for the Ashanti region when two of the tires of the vehicle exploded 15 minutes into the journey. The vehicle flipped over, veered off the road, and rolled over a few times. No other vehicle was involved in the accident. Dr. Bawumia was driven to Kumasi from where he was flown to Accra for medical treatment. They arrived in Accra yesterday afternoon and are currently responding to treatment at the hospital. The others are also responding to treatment and none of them has any life-threatening injuries.
The chief executive officer of Kama Group of Companies, Dr. Michael Ijikum Adu, has asked Ghanaians to have confidence in locally manufactured drugs rather than imported ones. This is because local pharmaceutical companies follow laid down regulations and procedures in the manufacturing process. Dr. Ijikum Adu was speaking on DTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the importation of fake and substandard drugs in Ghana. He said the rate at which substandard drugs are imported is disturbing and Ghanaians must desist from going in for cheap things.
When you buy a thing that is Kama, the logo is there, the name is there, and the license is from Almira and Kama for free. That's the form of why you have to license. But because it's life of death issue, everything that you have to do is life of death. Because of life, like ammunition, to produce, to store, to use, you have to have life. Like vehicles, like drugs, you have to have life. And that's why you need a professional. Now, to get a license, you have to go through a personalized training. Sometimes after the university for an individual such a license. Not only the money, but even the environment that you are in also come. When you are going through the license, then you're going to register the particular product which is going to sell the healthcare for us. So you register with FDA, they allow you, they assess everything, they say, okay, this.
Thus, the chief executive officer of Kama Group of Companies, Dr. Michael Ejikum Adu, a clinical pharmacist and a member of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Mrs. Ellen Sam, described counterfeiting of drugs as terrorism and called on all to come on board in declaring war against it.
It affects the consumer in numerous ways. Some patients, they have the active ingredients, but not in the correct amount that they say. Some don't have anything at all. Some actually have poisonous substances. So for example, if you are a smoker and you got a fake medicine and you took it, your asthma is going to get worse when you die. If you are hypertensive and you need the correct dose to bring your blood pressure down, and you buy something that has not just touched a solution, it means that your people are just going to shoot after them. You suffer a stroke or something else and you die. That's why I'm saying that counterfeiting of medicine is terrorism of public health.
There was a clinical pharmacist and member of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Mrs. Ellen Sam. For his part, the president of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapitu, admitted that the agency is aware of the menace, but described it as being perpetrated by international cartels. Smuggling of fake drugs, according to him, is not peculiar to Ghana. Mr. Kapitu, however, said government and agencies responsible must make sure it is reduced to the barest minimum to protect consumers.
Government has assured teachers that steps are being taken to address their concerns on the single spine salary issues. It said appropriate directives have been given to the relevant ministries and agencies to put their concerns to rest. The assurance follows government's meeting with leaders of NAT, TEU, and the Ghana Association of University Administrators. These were contained in a statement signed by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yaraga, in Accra. The meeting agreed that NAT will engage in further consultations with their partners and revert to government. Meanwhile, government is appealing to all education sector workers, including teachers and non-teaching staff, to exercise restraint while every effort is made to address the concerns raised by the unions. The meeting was chaired by the Chief of Staff and was attended by the Ministers of Finance, Education and Employment and Labour Relations. Others were the Chief Director of the Ministry of Finance, the Chief Executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the two Deputy Director Generals of GES and two Deputies of the Controller and Accountant General. NAGRAT, however, says its absence at the meeting was due to the short notice given.
The West African Examinations Council, WAEC, and the Ghana Education Service, GES, have decided to install metal detectors at all examination centers during the upcoming WASI examination to check fraud and cheating. The Director for Secondary Schools of the Ghana Education Service, Reverend Simon Esige, made this known when he addressed the 5th Speech and Prize-Giving Day and 22nd anniversary of Aguna Kwinyaku Senior High and Technical School in the Aguna East District. We bring you the details.
According to Reverend Simon Asige, this will help reduce rampant examination malpractices, including students concealing mobile phones and other foreign materials into examination halls. He said the GES will ensure that the 2013 WASI is conducted devoid of cheating and other related issues that could undermine the credibility of the examinations. Reverend Asige said the measure will also be implemented in the November-December private examinations and caution students to desist from examination malpractices. He therefore advised parents and guardians to encourage their wards and children to study hard to enable them to achieve better results. The Aguna East Director of Education and Acting Headmistress of the school, Mary Asariadu, appealed to government and other non-governmental organizations to come to the aid of the school. She expressed regret that the school, with a population of 1,377, is using a 20-seater capacity library with no assembly hall, modern kitchen and other facilities. The acting director of the Language Center at the University of Ghana, Legon, Dr. Gordon Senanu, appealed to students to uphold discipline, which is the only way to achieve academic excellence.
That was a news desk report.
Nyakrum Senior High Technical School has received a €90,000 solar-powered panel. It has also received 30 computers and accessories worth €10,000. The items were donated by a Ghanaian scientist based in Germany, Dr. Sam Isiama. He said the donation is to facilitate the efforts of government and students in and around Aguna Nyakrum to have access to quality education. We bring you a news desk report.
Dr. Isiama, who is also the president of the Association of School Forestry for West Africa, said in 1996 he initiated tree planting projects in schools at Aguna Nyakrum and other public places to ensure the greening of the environment. He said after the tree planting project, he decided to solicit funds from various organizations in Germany to purchase the solar-powered facility and computers to facilitate the efforts of students in and around Aguna Nyakrum to have access to the program. Dr. Isiama said the project became a reality through assistance of Dr. Tobias Kletos, who led the delegation to Ghana in June 2012. He installed a solar-powered computer project at the school. He said the project is the first of its kind in the country and will bring down electricity costs to the school. Dr. Isiama said an environmental educational fund to support tree planting and also check environmental degradation in the Aguna West municipality will soon be launched. The headmaster, Maximus Wobisi, expressed appreciation to Dr. Isiama for the kind gesture and pledged to maintain the project for the benefit of the students. The Aguna West Municipal Chief Executive, Samuel Opon, said government is committed to the development of ICT in schools and distributed 500 laptops to 36 basic schools in the Aguna West municipality.
That was a news desk report.
The Lebanese President, General Michel Suleiman, his wife, Wafa, and the entourage have left Accra for his home. General Suleiman was seen off at the Kutuka International Airport by President John Dramani Mahama, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hanna Tete, and some government officials. The Lebanese president was in the country on a two-day state visit at the head of a high-powered delegation. During the visit, the two presidents held discussions on a wide range of issues relating to the long-standing historical, cultural, and economic relations between their countries. They also reviewed the state of bilateral cooperation and signed a framework on cooperation in the areas of road and transport, banking and finance, oil and gas, tourism, and defense.
Young girls in primary schools in targeted districts will from today to the 22nd of this month receive the second vaccination for the human papilloma virus, HPV. The vaccination is aimed at eliminating cervical cancer from the country. The manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Kojo Ntriejei, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the response from the first exercise was encouraging, but recognized the need for more education. He spoke with Georgette Cool.
We did the first round from 11th to 15th of February. And the second round is actually supposed to start from Monday 18th through to 22nd of March. Seven in the central area, that's the Utu Senya. We also have Aguna West and Ikus and Antiman. And then the northern region, we have districts like Kolong, Kumbungo, Yembe, and East Gonja, that is Salaga.
How was the response of young girls towards the exercise?
I think the response was encouraging, but there were some few refusals on the basis of some religion, and some felt that the vaccine will make them better. So from the reasons given, we also felt there was the need for more education so that who are afraid can be more or less educated to get the real essence of the vaccination, which is actually to prevent the disease and not to give them any bad disease.
Apart from this, were there any other challenges during the exercise?
Obviously, there are always challenges. It's a school-based program, so we're going to school, and the exercise was also, the timing was a bit difficult for us. We had to deliver 3 rounds within the year, so we needed some feet, and we did it. Because it's a demonstration program, we were able to reach our target. But a lot of education is required. In some cases, we go to a school and either they called in advance and things, but generally, once the team was there, they were receptive. With the demonstration, lessons will be learned. Then we'll draw up a strategy to cover the entire country called the vaccine and the vaccination program, and then put it before the policymakers so that the necessary funds are raised to get the program expanded nationwide. And then the other program was with the ages of the students, because we were aiming at P4 and P5. And the target was to reach children around 9 and 10 years. But we saw that some of the people in P4 and 5 were 12 years, 15 years, and 10, so quite well outside the age range. But it's all going to give us information so that when we eventually analyze critically the various age groups, it will guide us in making decisions in future and what to target.
The schools under these targeted areas, does it include the private schools or is solely government schools?
No, it includes private schools. Every school, because they are all Ghanaians and we are vaccinating Ghanaians, so we don't actually discriminate.
Manager of the Expanded Program on Immunization, Dr. Kwejo Enchi Eje.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: NPP vice presidential candidate in 2012 elections, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, said to be recovering after accident. Ghanaians encouraged to declare war on substandard drugs. Government assures teachers of efforts to address their concerns. Second phase of cervical cancer vaccination for young girls begins today. Advocates charge government to enact law on aging, and two prisoners make daring escape in Canada. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The executive director of Shepherd's Center of Aging Ghana, Reverend Dr. Seth Agidi, has repeated his call on government to demonstrate more commitment to the enactment of the National Aging Policy into law to provide deprived older persons the empowerment, security, and dignity required to enhance their livelihood. He contended that while programs such as the Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty, LEAP, have been confronted with dismal constraints, delay in the implementation of some viable schemes is also worsening the plight of many older persons, especially the rural people. Reverend Agidi was speaking at the inauguration of a branch of the Shepherd Center of Aging at Lefi in the whole West District of the Volta region. The inauguration, which attracted many dignitaries, including traditional leaders, the clergy and government officials, was preceded by a medical screening and treatment for more than 200 older persons. We bring you more.
The Shepherd Center is a community-based interfaith NGO that advocates and provides care and support to the elderly by ensuring their access to healthier and meaningful well-being. The Lefi branch of the center, comprising 7 communities in the Volta region, brings to 90 the total number of chapters across the country. Speaking at the function, Reverend Dr. Agidi urged government, religious organizations, and other civil society groups to put in place policies and programs that conform to the aging trends of the 21st century. He said the increasing population of older adults in the world, including Ghana, calls for critical analysis of implications on social protection of the aged, as well as its relative impact on the state, religious organizations, and the family. Reverend Dr. Agidi therefore reiterated his appeal to government to consider extending the pension age from 60 to 65 for the state to benefit adequately from the endowed expertise and experience of many aged professionals. A senior citizen and a minister in the First Republic from 1961 to 1965, Hans Kofi Bodi, admonished the youth to invest substantially towards their aging stage to avoid becoming dependents. He urged government to institute pragmatic measures to address the myriad of challenges confronting older persons who render valuable services to the development of the country. The MP for Ho West, Emmanuel Bejra, and a former MP for Ho Central, Kofi Ato, commended Reverend Dr. Agidi for his vision and initiative and urged the family and civil society not to shirk their social responsibility of collaborating government interventions to promote the welfare of the aged in society. Mr. Bejra donated 1,000 Ghana CDs to the center for the purchase of strips for diabetes screening, and he also, in partnership with the whole West DCE, Samuel Ewode, donated 100 bags of cement towards the establishment of a recreational center.
A news desk report.
The Volta Youth Alliance has commended President Mahama for the recent reshuffle of regional ministers. It believes the move will go a long way to reduce ethnicity and colonialism in the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the convener of the group, Charles Agassi, said the people in the region are happy to welcome a dynamic person like Nilaya Fute Agu to champion their cause. He said they expect him to bring on board his rich experience to help develop the region.
We members of the Volta Youth Alliance, a youth group from the Volta region, are very happy with the recent regional ministerial reshuffle by His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama, which saw regional ministers from other regions going to the other regions, which is not necessarily their home regions, because we think it has come to reduce the ethnicity and the colonialism that has bedeviled the region for some time now. We are also happy as a region because having monitored the activities and progress of Honorable Nilaya Fute Agu, the former Greater Accra Regional Minister, who is a member of parliament and has been a minister of state at the presidency and has been a regional minister for Greater Accra for some time. We think he has gathered enough experience which would help him develop the region, execute the Better Ghana agenda for Volta region. And we are ready to work with him. He's very, very much welcome. We are ready at any time to give him all the necessary support and assistance and cooperation to enable him deliver the Better Ghana agenda in the Volta region.
What are your expectations?
We expect that he's coming to unite the region, to enhance the peaceful atmosphere we enjoy in the region, and also come up with innovations that will bring more employment to the teeming unemployed youth in the region, to establish industries, which we see in Accra. And because he's from Accra, we think he will bring some of those ideas to the region to help our local develop.
That was convener of Volta Youth Alliance, Charles Agassi.
The public, especially Christians, have been asked not to allow their past experiences to have a negative effect on their present lives. They should rather have confidence, plan their lives, and position themselves favorably to receive the grace of God. The Superintendent Minister of Kufudria Ifiase Calvary Methodist Church, Very Reverend Bafo Asamoah Ejei, said many people have allowed their past failure, a mistake, or sin they may have committed years back to take hold of them. This, he said, discourages many people from taking up challenges because of fear of failure again. Very Reverend Asamoah Ejei, who was preaching a sermon on Dwell Not on Your Past, noted that holding on to one's past retards progress, generates anger, and creates the I can't do spirit in life. He asked all to believe in God, have faith, and be committed to their goals to achieve greater heights.
Detema Regional Police Command has arrested 10 people for possessing illegal narcotic substances during a special operation. The exercise, led by the Regional Police Commander, Deputy Commissioner of Police, Maxwell Atingani, also led to the seizure of 55 unregistered motorbikes. DCOP Atingani said the operation, carried out under the instruction of the Inspector General of Police, was aimed at flushing out criminals from the society. He assured residents within the metropolis that the exercise would be sustained to help end the nefarious activities of criminals. The regional police commander commended the police for their high sense of discipline, commitment and dedication during the operation and urged them to continue to exhibit professionalism in their duties. DCOP Atingan called for public cooperation to enable the police to discharge their duties in the region effectively. One of the suspects, Abdul Rahman, was later identified by a victim as having robbed her some time ago. The 10 suspects have since been raised to the police CID headquarters in Accra for interrogation.
On the foreign front, the first woman mayor of Peru's capital, Lima, Susana Villarán, has narrowly survived a vote to depose her from office. Exit polls indicate that she was backed by about 52% of voters. A campaign to retain her was backed by the conservative opposition, who accused her of being inefficient, a claim which Ms. Villarán has denied. In 2010, Susana Villarán became the first left-wing politician to be elected as mayor of the capital. After her victory 3 years ago, Ms. Villarán, a human rights activist, promised to tackle corruption in Lima, which is home to a third of Peruvians. Her supporters have accused the country's business elite and powerful conservative politicians of trying to oust her because of her progressive social policies.
Cyprus's parliament is due to hold an emergency session to discuss a big bailout which has angered the public. It is not certain whether the deal, reluctantly endorsed by the president, will get enough support to pass in parliament. The 10 billion euro bailout agreed by the EU and IMF demands that all bank customers pay a one-off levy. This led to mass cash withdrawals, with the president later saying he wanted to ease the bailout terms. Depositors with under 100,000 euros deposited must pay 6.75%, while those with more than 100,000 in other accounts will pay 9.9%.
Football. The day three of the second round matches of the ongoing Globe Premier were honored yesterday at the various league centers. Accra as the Vogue found their rhythm at the Accra Sports Stadium when they beat relegation-threatened Brekum Arsenals by 3-1. Romeo Aban opened the scoring for the Phobians in the 28th minute, after which Esme Menz increased the tally to 2 on the 61st minute mark. Arsenals proved resilient after the 62nd minute when midfielder Douglas Nkrumah pulled one back against his former club. Hearts found another goal to seal their victory through striker Mahatma Otu, who connected a free kick with a header later in the game. Here are results of other matches played. King Faisal 0, Midiama 1, Tema Youth 2, Adriana Stars 2, Edubiase FC 2, Hearts of Lions 0, Dwarves 3, Ashanti Gold 2, WA All-Stars 3, Amidaos Professionals 0, and Brekum Chelsea 2, Liberty Professionals 0.
Before we go, let's do one foreign story now. Two inmates have escaped from a prison in Canada by climbing up a roof into a hovering helicopter. I'll take that again. Two inmates have escaped from a prison in Canada by climbing up a rope into a hovering helicopter, triggering a massive manhunt. Police say they have arrested one of the prisoners and two other men. They are also surrounded. They also surrounded the area where they believe the second escapee was hiding. The pilot of the helicopter is being questioned. The two inmates were identified as Benjamin Hadden Babu, 36, and Danny Provencal, 33. Both were reportedly injured during the escape from the prison.
Now to end the main points again. The 2012 vice presidential candidate of the NPP, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, is said to be doing well following an accident on the Bole Bamboi Road yesterday. This was contained in a statement issued by the party. The chief executive officer of the Kama Group of Companies, Dr. Michael Ejekumado, has advocated the use of locally manufactured drugs rather than substandard ones. Government has assured teachers of efforts to address their grievances. This follows government's meeting with leaders of NAT, TEU, and the Association of University Administrators. The meeting agreed that NAT will engage further consultations with partners and get back to government while working to ensure that preparation for this year's final exams is carried out. And two inmates escaped from a prison in Canada by climbing a rope into a hovering helicopter, triggering a massive manhunt. Police say one of the prisoners has been arrested and the pilot of the helicopter is being questioned. The news was presented by Samuel Essa
and Doreen Ampofuin Akra.